Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Joe on 405 is. Joe, are you there?
I'm here.
What's up, Joe?
Joe is in the house. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Joe is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Joe can pass all he wants, but will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
How many are in 24?
24.
Correct. What is the name of Ferris's best friend in Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Kent.
Yes.
Cameron.
Which president was shot at Ford's Theater?
Lincoln.
Yes. What does the Energizer Bunny wear on his feet?
Pink shoes?
No.
Skates?
No.
Pass.
What Seattle band's debut single was a cover of Love Buzz?
Nirvana?
Yes. What children's toy illuminates colorful pegs?
Library?
Yes. How many states border Oklahoma?
1, 2, 3, 4?
No.
5?
No.
3?
No. Which aquatic reptile can hold its breath underwater for 15 minutes?
Anaconda?
No.
Oh, wait. Reptile. Frog?
What'd you say?
Toad?
No, frog? No. Guys, let me... Who's helping you there, Joe?
Me and my buddies are driving to Montana to go on a golf trip.
What? How many different places are you going to golf? How many rounds are you getting in?
We're golfing 3 days.
Nice. Well, safe travels to you and your Beat Migs mate. Steve is back in the studio, but the question is, Steve, are you ready?
All right.
How many are in 24?
24.
Correct. What is the name of Ferris's best friend in Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
I can picture the Red Wings jersey on the... Cameron.
Yes. Which president was shot at Ford's Theater?
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes. What does the Energizer Bunny wear on his feet?
He wears Crocs.
No.
roller skates.
No.
Oh. Heelys?
No. Which Seattle band's debut single was a cover of Love Buzz?
Nirvana.
Yes. What children's toy illuminates colorful pegs?
Light Bright.
Correct.
Love
How
that.
Many states border Oklahoma?
How many states border? 5.
No.
6.
Yes. What aquatic reptile can hold its breath underwater for 15 minutes?
A turtle?
No.
A frog?
No.
A flamingo?
No. What is the capital city of the capital of Panama?
Panama City?
Yes. Which Scientologist was featured in South Park's Trapped in the Closet episode?
L. Ron Hubbard.
No.
Oh, John Travolta.
No.
Tom Cruise.
Yes, it was Tom Cruise. Steve, I'll give you that, okay?
The music was still going.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct, which is a win. 8-5. Sorry, Joe and Joe's friend going to Montana for a golf trip.
That's all good. Good job, Steve.
Take care, my friends.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
The Energizer Bunny wears flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
I mean, the distant cousin of the croc, of course. And then the aquatic reptile that can hold its breath for 15 minutes is the crocodile.
The crocodile. And I said crocs.
I know. It's a croc day.
Yeah.
If people want to check out our latest shirt, by the way, in the Rock Shop, they can look very smart wearing the I Beat Migs shirt, whether they actually beat you or not, Steve.
Nothing says intelligence more than wearing that T-shirt.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
We have been getting some great messages through our voice messaging feature, Steve Migs.
Yes, one rather interesting, and it's a challenge for us.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Green Day.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
We welcome these voice messages, so you can go to your Odyssey app and leave one 24/7, 365. Steve, How's it looking on the voice messages today?
We've got a few interesting ones. You know what? Let's start off with this one about a certain superhero and a question that was brought up during our show. Are you ready?
Okay.
Yeah. When the hell did Batman get a dog?
So was that a Beat Migs question from yesterday or the day before? Where we were talking about Batman having a dog, and you asked me what breed of dog, and I said German Shepherd.
Yes.
Which was a freaking guess. I was just like, you know what? They're cop dogs. I figured Batman, kind of like a private detective.
Sure.
Why not? Let's see if it... And it turns out, yeah, he actually had a bat dog.
So was he more featured in the like the comic strips and the comic books than like... Because I don't remember seeing a dog in any of the like adaptations of movies.
I don't remember a dog hanging out with like Val Kilmer, Batman, or even Ben Affleck, or of course Michael Keaton, or you know Christian Bale definitely did not have a dog.
Which, looking back, the fact that they didn't cast a dog to be Bat Dog is very disappointing.
But apparently, Bat Dog, it's not Bat Dog, it's Ace the Bat Hound.
Oh, the Bat Hound.
First appeared in Batman number 92, so it's a comic book back in 1955. It was a German Shepherd who helped Batman and Robin fight crime. He even had a little mask and a bat cape, which would be hilarious to see in a movie, but they haven't done that yet. Also, apparently they reimagined him as a Great Dane. Thank you, Internet, for giving us this information. Also, in Batman Beyond, there was a full version of Ace, which was a massive loyal guard dog for the older Bruce Wayne.
Mm.
And then in Super Pets, the movie, I've not seen that yet.
No, nor have I.
It's all the superheroes' pets.
Oh, that's cute.
And he was alongside with Crypto, which is Superman's dog.
Of course.
Yeah.
Getting the gang together.
But I think the most recent Superman movie, I have not seen that either. But I remember in the trailer, they showed Super Dog.
Nice.
Crypto. Yeah.
Huh. Must love dogs.
Okay. Yeah. There we go. All right. You ready for this one?
Yes.
Okay. You guys love a good stupid challenge.
Yeah, actually, yes, we do.
Nailed it.
Anytime we can challenge each other over anything that's dumb, we're in.
Who on this show can sing the Whopper song better? You know, the Whopper, 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 Whopper song.
Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper.
That guy did a pretty good job of it.
What? That guy's amazing.
Come on, Migs. You lost the whistling challenge. Oh, time to step up. Your fellow pie's on. You better be able to sing the Whopper song.
Just because I'm Italian does not mean I can sing the Whopper song.
Maybe if you put your little Italian hand in the air while you do it, it'll help you.
Hey, pies on. Hey, Whopper, 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 Whopper.
That's pretty good. Keep it going.
That's all I got.
That's all you got? Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper.
That's yours?
Yeah. Whopper, 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 Junior, Triple, or is it Junior Double? Dang it, now
Whopper,
I messed up.
Whopper, 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 Junior Double, Triple, Whopper, Impossible or Bacon Whopper, I rule this day.
BK, have it your way. Okay, yeah, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this. So the other day, oddly enough, we were talking about the Whopper song, I think when we were obsessed about it, and Ryan Castle brought up a point. And I thought it too. It's not Craig Robinson, you know, the actor who also does like silly songs, Hot Tub Time
He's the
Machine.
Best.
I don't know why, but I just assumed that it was him singing that song because it kind of has a similar voice.
Sure.
It's not him. It's some rapper dude from New York.
Huh. What's his name?
His name is Will Crown, and he's known for Crown in the MOB, and he got brought in to sing that song.
Does he? How's his rap music, Steve?
I'll have to go track it down. So Crown in the MOB. Well, I mean, if it sounded anything like this.
Whopper, 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 Whopper.
That's the problem now. If I listen to him, all I'm going to think is, when are you going to bust out a rhyme about the Whopper?
And also, our expectations are very high because that Whopper song is so great.
The funny thing is, some people hate that Whopper song.
Oh,
it's very
polarizing.
Yeah, it's very polarizing. Hey, did you see the most recent thing that Whopper did? And I didn't. Maybe it's because I was just on social media and somebody shared it. And it's Whopper just trying to prove how fresh their Whoppers are. Whopper. Burger King trying to prove how fresh their Whoppers are.
Sure.
They did an ad campaign where it showed a Whopper on day one and then a Whopper at the end of the month and what it looks like.
Ooh.
Basically trying to tell you, like, you know, some fast food places put so much crap in them that it doesn't matter if it's like 1 year, two years, 3 years later, it still looks,
it
quote unquote,
up.
Fresh. Meanwhile, the Whopper from like a month after is like all moldy and nasty looking. But apparently this ad campaign, even though it's showing you a nasty Whopper, it's helped increase sales for their stuff.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, good for them. That's a very interesting way of going about it.
But I know. That's a risk. If I was like a part of the marketing department, like, wait, so you want to advertise a nasty looking Whopper? Yes.
That's exactly it.
And it worked out great for them.
And today is National Hamburger Day.
Yep.
So go get yourself a burger.
Whopper, 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 Whopper.
The Daily Migs Show.
Get ready to tee off at the very first ever KISW Miles Montgomery Golf Classic.
Let's go.
Presented by Pinky's Plumbing.
When your plumbing backs up and things get stinky, call Pinky's.
Don't ever hire us to do your jingles. Spots in the tournament may be sold out, Steve, but that does not mean that people cannot just come and hang out with us. We're going to be broadcasting live from 6 until 10 on Monday, June 9th. It's at the Bill Wright Golf Complex at Jefferson Park in Seattle.
So come hang out with us. The men's room, of course, going to be there as well, and it's just going to be a great time to get ready for this ridiculous tournament that Miles Montgomery has put together.
You can get all the info on the tournament at KISW.com. There's a family from Virginia, and Steve, they believe that Metallica should get credit for saving them after a truck crashed into their living room, and this was before a concert.
Yeah!
This is the news report on what happened.
Madeline wanted nothing more than to see Metallica live. However, that dream faded to black when a driver slammed into her home.
Okay, that's a great pun.
Love it.
More often than not, it's always like stupid pop songs, but it's nice that somebody was able to work a Metallica song into a news story.
Edgy.
Driver slammed into her home at 2 a.m. the day of the concert.
Do you want to sit up? And he was like, nah, I think I'm just going to go on to bed. And I said, okay, I'll go on to bed too. And then just a few hours later, we heard a loud explosion, glass shatter. And it was just madness from that point on.
Normally, Madeline's parents would be up watching TV in the living room, but that night they decided to hit the bed early to prepare to see Metallica the next day, a decision that may have saved their lives.
That's crazy.
Apparently they sit up watching TV till like 2 in the morning.
How funny, like, had it not been for that. I mean, it's a stretch saying Metallica saved their life, but in a roundabout way, had they not done things, if they did things normal to their usual routine, who knows what that story would be like?
They said that the home does need to go through some repairs, and they did miss the show.
Do you ever have a story like that, like where it's like a little bit of a stretch maybe, but like where a band or an artist or something like that saved your life?
No. I mean, I guess Rush saved me from listening to bad music, so yeah.
I mean, it's debatable. I have a dumb... It's a weird story, but I don't think I've ever shared this on the radio. I ever shared it to you as well. But so let's rewind. It's like I was living like a country music song in this story I'm about to tell. So this is before I got the job at KSW, and I was currently at the time unemployed. I just recently, my relationship ended, and I was in a very, very, very dark place. I was drinking a lot of vodka, a lot of marijuana, and my mind was going in some very dark places. Things were not good.
Aww.
And I would stay up. Every night I would try and go to bed, but I could not fall asleep. So every night I would watch, this is how long ago this was. I would watch Conan O'Brien's show. And I think this might have been the 12:30 version of Conan O'Brien before he moved up to the prime time of 11:30. And there was a band that played that completely, in a roundabout way, saved my life. I know it's a little hyperbole, but you know what I mean. So all of a sudden I'm watching Conan O'Brien and this is a band that maybe many people won't even know. And some people will be like, I don't like this, but this was the moment that like legit, like just helped me get into a better mental state.
My next guests are based right here in New York City. They're here tonight with a song from their critically acclaimed new album, Separation Sunday. Please welcome The Hold Steady.
But I turned it sick, I just get sad. Cause a barn's being broke, and it hurts to be heartbroken. Always being both must be a drag. She's been
so I'm watching this. Mind you, the lead singer looks like your science professor in high school. He's like balding, got glasses on. Just does not look like a rock star. This whole band, each member is kind of unique and different. And this is like in my wheelhouse, like just quirky alt rock.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who the F is this band? I've never heard of them. I need to know more about them. And this is before I had like a streaming service or anything along those lines. So I got on Amazon.com. I got out of bed. Like I was just so like, I was drunk. But I was also like, I need to find out more about this band. So I go on Amazon.com. I type it in and I order all of their records.
Oh my God.
Total drunk purchase. And I had to express order them, so I dropped like $40 per Woo! Record. Like, it was ridiculous.
Make it rain.
I'm broke. I don't have a job, but I dropped over $100 to get their albums, and it gave me something as dumb as this sounds, but this is the God's honest truth. It gave me something to look forward to.
I love that.
And I was so like, every day I'm like, is that record coming? is that record coming? And I was so fired up when finally that album came, and it became one of my absolute favorites, one of my favorite bands. My wife and I saw them in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh my
gosh. We saw them at the Neptune Theater. Like, to this day, whenever I hear the Hold Steady, I instantly go back in time to a very dark period of my life, and how this stupid performance on Conan O'Brien completely changed, like, my mindset, gave me something to look forward to.
I love that. That's totally magical.
It was awesome.
The Daily Mix Show.
So talking about how Metallica saved someone's life, rock stars, though, they face danger on the stage all the time. So we would like to try and put you to the test. Call 206-803-ROCK. If you are a huge fan of rock music, and we are guessing that you are, call in right now and play a game with us. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Sum 41. Ultimate Classic Rock put together this great story about rock stars who were almost gonna bite it in the middle of the show. Like, they're lucky to be alive.
Yes.
And Migs, you have this list.
I do.
And we're going to have to guess which member almost died on stage. And we're going to do that with the help of our friend Trevor from Mount Vernon. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, folks.
What's up, Trevor? So how is it going to work? Like, so for instance, Alice Cooper is one of the guys that was listed on Ultimate Classic Rock. And he would fake die a lot of times on stage. But I guess a few times when he was doing, because I don't know if you've ever seen Alice Cooper live, but he'll do like the guillotine thing. And apparently one time it actually almost sliced his neck. And I'm like, why are we using sharp things like that? Like, that's just bonkers. And then he's also almost hung himself countless times on stage.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
That's kind of what we're talking
about. What he did to a chicken?
What did he do to a chicken?
Oh, my God. You don't know that story? Sorry. Well, yeah, he thought chickens could fly. He was from Detroit. And he threw a chicken into the audience, and it did not come back.
Oh, God.
City folks just don't get it.
Wow.
I mean, chickens can't, to be fair, some chickens can fly very short distances, but they are not like an aerial bird.
Yeah, I need to see Alice Cooper live before he calls it a day.
So great.
All right, so here's our first one. I'm going to play the artist. You'll be able to figure out the band, but now the hard part will be you have to figure out which member almost died on stage. Are you ready, Trevor?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, Trevor, what do you think?
Tony Iommi.
Tony Iommi from Black Sabbath. That's a good guess, but nope. It was the bassist Geezer Butler. Apparently, he had food poisoning during a solo tour, and while he was performing, he started hallucinating. That's how bad it was. Oh. They had to rush him to the hospital. The tour was scrapped, and thankfully, he was okay after that, but could you imagine?
That sounds awful.
Food poisoning while you're on stage.
All eyes on you.
All right, next one. Let's see if you can figure out who from this band nearly died on stage.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
All right, who do you think it is?
That's Ministry, right?
Not Ministry. It's another band. You got the dump on it? Okay.
Yes. I said ship.
Oh, like a boat. Yes, of course. That's exactly what you said. All right, so who do you think from Metallica nearly died?
James Hetfield.
You are correct on that one. And do you remember the story?
I don't. Refresh my memory, please.
That's when the pyro went off during the Guns N' Roses tour, and he was like severely burned by the pyrotechnics.
Dang.
And then got second and third degree burns on his arm, but thankfully it could have been a lot worse.
Oh, yeah.
Gnarly. All right, are you ready for the next one?
Oh, there's more. Yeah, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go. All right, this song makes me want to nearly die on stage, but that's just me because I like R.E.M., but this was never a song I wanted to hear.
You were more of an Everybody Hurts guy?
Yes, actually I was. Losing My Religion.
It's a good jam.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
Oh,
anything but shiny, happy people. All right, so who from R.E.M. do you think nearly died on stage?
I've never heard a story. I just have to... I'll say Mike Mills.
Oh, wow. Props to you for knowing a name of a member of REM, because Taryn was looking very...
Michael Stipe, that's all I know.
You're both wrong. It was the drummer, Bill Berry, who actually ended up leaving the band because he had an aneurysm rupture during a show in 1995.
Oh.
According to him, it said it felt like a bowling ball just hit him in the head. And then a couple years later, he left the band because of health concerns. He's still alive, and apparently they all got back together just like last week and did a show at a small club. That's pretty cool.
You have any more for us, Steve?
I do. All right, you ready for this one?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Don't call the power on me.
All right, it's Kiss. What member of Kiss do you think nearly died on stage?
All of them.
We aren't sure if they're alive, even. Honestly, that's why I went with this song, Shock Me, because it was Ace Frehley during a show in 1976.
Yeah,
you did? He grabbed a metal handrail on a flight of stairs, and it started like an electrical circuit. He got shocked from his guitar.
Yikes.
Yeah. You want another one?
I do.
All right, Taryn, let's see if you can figure out this one.
Keith Richards, just because the man seems to have as many lives as a cat, 9 lives.
I know, he's a man who will never die, but actually he almost died on stage back in 1965 when he went up to what's that, Trevor?
I said I know this one.
Telly.
There's water on the stage and the wiring hit it and it electrocuted him.
It shocked him. Like he got popped off of his feet and landed, nearly died from that. I'm laughing because fortunately he was okay. I think that might have made him indestructible for the rest of his life.
That's probably what gave him superpowers.
Right on, Trevor. You killed it.
Great job, my man.
Have a good one.
You too. All right, I got one more for you there, Tyron Daly. Boy. Ready?
And the candles in our days because I found God.
All right, which member of Nirvana you think almost bit it live on stage?
Just because he's had so much luck lately, I'm just going to go with Dave Grohl.
Not Dave Grohl.
No!
Think about the MTV Music Awards. Do you remember the incident that happened? Like, I mean, I'm asking you like as if like you're also in your 50s.
I don't remember.
Oh, it was the VMAs. They were performing that song. At the end of their performance, Chris Novoselic, the bassist, decided to throw his bass high up in the air. And it landed right on his freaking head and knocked him out.
Oh, God. So he was out cold.
He was out cold. In fact, I did find Dave Grohl did an interview with Dennis Miller, of all people. And listen to how young Dave Grohl sounds in this, because he's like still like Nirvana era of Dave Grohl. Here he is talking about that incident.
Sometimes at the end of a show, we're just trashing and everything. And drums are breaking. And Chris would do this thing. He's 6'7½". He'd take the bass and he'd throw it 20 feet up in the air and catch it. And so at this Video Music Awards thing, throws up in the air, blinded by the light, smack down on the head, winds up on the floor, and I didn't realize what happened. And afterwards, everyone's coming up to me, where's Chris? Dude, he knocked himself out with the bass. So we're all running around looking for him and behind this super arena dome thing, and I'm open the door, and there's Chris with this huge lump on his head drinking champagne with Brian May from Queen, just like
there's nothing more rock and roll than that.
I remember watching that as a kid and watching it all happen, throwing it in the air, and then he just crumbles, and all I thought was like, I'm like, this is why Nirvana is my favorite freaking band.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve? His record is 172 wins, 58 losses, and 40 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call if you want to play Beat Migs at 750.